home has its own power generator that obtains its energy in such a way that no fuel has to be added. Imagine every vehicle being able to run without ever stopping for fuel. Imagine each appliance having its own power source that never has to be recharged. That is the world of the future. Join with us now as we track our progress towards such a world.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Sterling Allen. You can join us online at freeenergynow.net, where you can find a list of past guests, download those interviews, see who's scheduled for upcoming shows, and if you're listening live, you can see the call-in number. We're joined tonight, August 24th, 2009, once again by Paul Pantone, inventor of the Geet plasma reactor. Now, we've had Geet on, or Paul on, a number of times on this show, because, you know, this is an amazing technology to Geet. And, you know, to say plasma in a car is kind of a weird combination. And yet, that's apparently exactly what goes on. And this is a technology that has been verified in professional settings. BYU replicated that technology. A number of people have replicated it. When I say a number, we're talking thousands at this point, if I understand right. Now, Paul, we've had you again a number of times. Let's talk about, just briefly, what is a Geet?
Well, Geet is a fuel delivery system that modifies vapor fuel or liquid fuel to a vapor stage. Then it takes it to a plasma stage, which is a higher energy form, feeding new fuel with fresh air into the engine, burning clean and cool. And I shouldn't say burning because it implodes, it doesn't explode, and therefore takes heat out of the engine to run, making the engine run cold.
Now that was a mouthful in a really short period of time. Excellent job. Let's break that apart into the individual items that you just mentioned. You start with a rig with some kind of input, and it doesn't have to be gasoline. It goes into a plasma state, and if I understand right, plasma takes molecules, breaks them into elemental form. So it really doesn't matter what's coming in on the feedstock. Let's talk that for a second.
That's correct. Actually, it takes it down to a lighter elemental stock. A particle of sulfur entering the plasma chamber at atomic weight 32 can come out as 32 particles of hydrogen, each one highly charged, ionized through the plasma field, being mixed with fresh air in through the engine. After the implosion, it comes out the tailpipe. This clean fresh air with usually about the same amount of oxygen in the tailpipe as there is in the ambient air. In some cases, we actually get more oxygen out of the tailpipe than the air you're breathing.
Now, you have talked about a lot of different inventions that have come out of, or discoveries that have come out of this process, the Geet process itself. How many discoveries, per se, have been made in this Geet technology, not the other stuff that you've been working on, the zillions of inventors and whatnot that call you on a regular basis? I know that phenomena, as you know, we see that some here too. In the Geet technology, we're talking about this process that we just described. How many discoveries or new phenomena have been documented?
175 as of last Monday, but that was the beginning of a school week. We had 25 students here from Europe, Australia, Canada, and all over the U.S. that came in to learn the technology and become dreamers. And while they were here, they, after hearing all of the discoveries, started saying, how come you didn't test for this, or have you tested for this? And it appears we missed at least 25 more items that we never thought of testing for.
Now, when you say 25 more, these need to be verified before they become part of a codified set. How rigorous are you in when you add something to that list of, you say, 175?
Originally, back, I think when you and I first met, I only had 63 discoveries, maybe even only 43, 44. But every time we think we understand how it works, there are more discoveries. And by trying to find out how to test it, because the tools haven't been invented yet, we've come across tests that we found worked, but later we found out they were inaccurate because the tools we were using that were reading something were not truly reading what we thought they were. So right now we have to invent the tools to do the testing. They haven't been invented yet. I would have to say that I have bona fide documentation on probably about half of them at this time. Others have only been done one or two times. So this is why I'm shutting the school down after three more classes, is so I can devote all of my time in the laboratory with scientists from all over the world coming in to document each and every one of the phenomena. So we can put them up on the website, let the public see what we've discovered and how it applies to daily living.
You know, when we talk about these different phenomena and whatnot, let's back up for a second. This classroom that you're doing, and you know, you talked about just like one more after this that you're doing, is that correct?
No, there's three more after this. There's one more next month. We had one last week. Each one is a week long. We had planned on only doing a 40-hour week, but if you ask anybody that was there, it was more like about a 70-hour week. I don't know why I'm tired, but it was a long week. It was just action-packed from start to finish on how to build the gate. Anyone can build it. It is that simple. But how can you do it with the least resistance where the public will accept it? And we have found after 30 years of my playing with this stuff that the public cannot mentally grasp anything higher than a 30% increase in mileage. So if you just tell them their pump is going to be 30% more efficient, they want it modified right now. If you tell them that you can fix their generator to run at 30, 40% more efficient, they'll say, do it right now. If you start talking about double or triple, oh, prove it first. So by downplaying what it is and letting the people try it, then they can start accepting it. One of the students in the class had built a generator just before he got to class, but didn't have time to test it. But running this, I believe it was an 8 kW generator, on 8 ounces of gasoline, it ran for 7.5 minutes under a load. When he got to class, his father and a friend went ahead and did the test, running on 80% water, and 8 ounces of gasoline, they got 43 and 45 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
this is cool stuff. I have to tell you that even though, I mean, you are one of the most controversial figures around, and yet you also have a very, you know how to carry yourself in a pretty reasonable way. And I have to hand it to you, when you were talking down at the Extraordinary Technology Conference, I was just totally, like, enraptured by your stories, by the way you carry yourself. It really is quite amazing, and it's not often that I make a statement about like what I'm about to make, and we're covering really amazing stuff all the time, and really, in fairness to some of the many other amazing people we've had on this show, you know, you're not the only one that deserves this distinction, but if there was a Nobel Prize for outside-the-box stuff, you certainly would be deserving of something along those lines. And I bet you we're going to come up with a separate category that's going to be even more prestigious than the Nobel Prize, because oftentimes the Nobel Prize becomes so politicized. But you really have done an amazing work here, and this science, it really is the geet that you've discovered, this phenomena that you have discovered, is something that is going to be a required material in the universities of the future, not just here and there in France and over here. And
we had a 21-year-old girl at class this last week, And she wrote down about 15 pages of her own notes, plus 40 pages that I passed out. And she went back to college this morning to talk to the Dean of Sciences to see if she can come here and spend the semester here building geats on furnaces, tractors, and everything else we're working on, so that she can go ahead and get through all of her science credits. And she's supposed to have an answer for me sometime this week. But it'll be a hands-on first time in America. They allowed that with Christoph Marx from Europe to come in from France to go for his PhD in science using the geat technology as well. So it would be great to see some support in this country, so we'll see.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we've not gotten to yet, you've got some new, I guess, announcements or whatever. Maybe you could make those when we come back. We're going to be going to break in a minute or two here. But I want to also mention, when you're talking about your classes, aren't you recording those so that from now on people can get those via DVD or something like that?
We are recording all of it at this time, so I will not have to do the classes again. We're not sure yet how we're going to be releasing those, but we will be making that announcement before the last class or very shortly thereafter.
I would imagine by now you have some other people who know the technology well enough that they could also be teaching classes on this, you know, in a manner similar to this, a week-long course, in depth. And as you mentioned, at the beginning of the hour, I asked you, what is GEAT? And you gave, basically in one breath, a synopsis of what it entails. And that was a very choice sentence. I'm going to be, you know, going back, grabbing that, and kind of framing that on our GEAT page on our PES Wiki website as, you know, what the GEAT entails. And yet that sentence, or that two or three sentences that you gave in that one breath, really is deserving of a course, a semester-long understanding of all the ins and the outs. There are going to be books and dissertations and PhD, many, many thousands of PhDs will be written on all the different ramifications, the ins and the outs of this technology. And if I understand right, you really can run a car on gasoline. On water. You can run it on whatever fluid or gaseous component is coming in. It could be turned into plasma and run it. Fascinating stuff. I mean, and here you just got out of a mental institution because they thought you were mentally unstable. It's just ironic beyond measure. So when we come back, let's pick this up where we have left off.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
I plugged the Scan Gauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The Scan Gauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The Scan Gauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at scangauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
For President Obama to have challenged us all to get engaged, don't sit on the sidelines, remember that? Don't sit on the couch, you got to get up and get in the fight. Well, we're in the fight, and we're being demonized as a result. So you have, thankfully, the new media on your side. And the new media reveals the hypocrisy as it's unfolding.
Tune in to the Laura Ingraham Show, weekday mornings at 6 on KFNX.
Over 60 million people are afraid to look in the mirror. Our pillows reveal the truth, and the shower drain tells all. I'm talking about hair loss, but the good news is you can stop the progression and regrow your hair naturally and permanently with MHR, and you can get started today without spending a dime. If you call now, they'll send you a free DVD presentation by the end of the day. Imagine, you'll have all the education and countless before and after photos to make the decision to stop your hair loss today. I'm not talking about lotions and potions. It's your real hair. I'm talking about you looking just like you did 10, even 15 years ago. Call now at 800-709-6189 for your free, no-obligation DVD presentation. Getting this DVD will be one of the most powerful decisions you'll ever make to help you regrow your hair naturally and permanently. Call now, 800-709-6189. That's 800-709-6189. 800-709-6189. 800-709-6189.
Free energy, now!
Sterling Allen coming back at you with the Free Energy Now show. We are talking tonight to Paul Pantone about his GEET technology. He just finished his first of four classes, week-long, that he's going to be doing, and that was recorded. These are the only four he's going to be doing, and he wants to get in and wrap into the science end of this thing.
Well, Sterling, you mentioned a couple things I'd like to respond to. One was being at the mental hospital with the help of some crooked judges and attorneys there. It was kind of funny when we had about 15 people sitting in the courtroom that when I was accused of being delusional, they all stood up and wanted to testify because they all had running geeks sitting out in front of the courthouse, and the judge didn't want to see them. But he had the bailiff take all their names and phone numbers. And then at the hospital, where the doctors were saying it was all delusional, just signed the patent over to him. I said, well, it doesn't work, does it? Why would you want my patent? Well, a lot of the staff there had actually gone home and built the units, and they knew they ran. So the staff were coming back telling the doctors, hey, I've got a generator running on pickle juice now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I did better than Houdini. If I can get thousands of people all over the world to get working models without help, except for the free plans, that's
somebody who has signed the book rights for this, or the movie rights for this?
I am talking right now in negotiations with several companies. Yes.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And it happened right here in Utah. State Mental Hospital is just about an hour drive from where I live.
Be careful. You could be the next person. You never know there. But back to the classes. What surprised me is we had 25 people come in to the class wanting to learn it for their own personal use, and all 25 of them signed up to be dealers. It was the first time I've ever had a sellout crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't think we're going to have any problem, because I'm not going to be running any business or doing anything. The dealers are forming their own dealers association.
Mm-hmm.
And GEET Dealers Association of America will be putting up their own website, and they'll be telling you what they have available in what cities.
Yeah. You know, I spent my time in college. I did 2 years of graduate work. I've been in a lot of fascinating stuff. I studied physics and biology and went through a lot of stuff, and it dumbfounds me why the academic world poo-poos this. It just does not make any sense to me, because I would think it would be the cat's meow to them of some new phenomena that they can wrap their head around and study and do research and development, write papers and dissertations, and it. Why they're fighting this just makes, I don't understand it.
The scientists. 25% of my students usually hold PhDs. In the last class, we had a physicist there, and he signed up to be a regular everyday dealer. He says, this thing is an absolute gold mine. It hooks to every piece of equipment on the planet. Who wouldn't want to represent it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this man is already famous for some of his work. He built a 16-foot a caterpillar that's all robotic, so each leg moves independently at six different places. And his equipment is sitting down at a museum for robotics. And, I mean, we had some very well-known people who didn't want names mentioned yet, but some of you may, just by the description, know them. But these people came into the class because they heard that there was something in physics that was missed in the science books. And by the time I was done with the first day, and I said, well, this is only about one-fifth of what you're going to get, they were blown away. They didn't want to stop at 8 hours. It was always one more question. I have one more question. Just one more question. Yeah. And when you're still hearing that at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and your eyes are closing, I think that's a sign of success for the class.
Let me, if I could, I'm going to give my whack at giving a thumbnail view of what this key is about and how simple it is in the core of what's going on here.
Go for it.
You have, in the engine, you use the exhaust to run one direction. The fuel comes in the other direction, on the incoming fuel, and you have a rod inside where the fuel is. If the fuel passes by, the outgoing exhaust going in the opposite direction does not actually interact directly with the incoming fuel. It's like in a heat exchange situation where it's going on an outside tube, and the inside fluid's going the other direction. The rod needs to be of a length that is specific to the incoming fuel, and that's one of the key components, is the length of that rod. Yeah, but if you can tune that to the incoming fuel, that's when you get the best results. But what happens as the incoming fuel is passing by that rod, which is magnetically charged, and ironically, that rod can be glass, it can be plastic, it doesn't have to be metal that normally holds a magnetic charge. It goes, as it goes by that rod at a fairly low temperature, it goes into a plasma state by the time it hits the end of that rod. And plasma is a fourth state of matter. It's not liquid, it's not solid, it's not gas, it's plasma, which is a completely different, kind of falls into the ball lightning category type of thing, where you have this fairly large body of, plasma. And that then does something unusual. I don't understand what's going on in the engine end of things. Apparently there's explosion stuff going on there as opposed to explosion. It's not a matter of catalyzing the fuel to make it burn more efficiently. It turns from whatever it's going in as into something completely different, namely plasma. And so, anyway, that's my wording. How did I do?
You did pretty good. I'd have to give you right at an A-minus there. You missed one of the important parts on that rod because it's restricting the flow so small that it is accelerating the fuel to the speed where it turns into a ball of white light, like a ball lightning.
Huh.
So you did hit the major part of ball lightning at the end, but you weren't catching the part where the acceleration during that heat exchange process expands the molecules to double their size in as little as a hundredth of an inch.
Huh.
We've got some tremendously fast moving action in here, causing seven different electromagnetic type fields. We're calling them UFEs, unidentified fields of energy. We don't want to call them a Gauss field or an AC or DC because we haven't really quantified what exactly they are. We know what they're doing, but we don't understand it yet.
I mean, are there any thinking people out there listening to the show that are just wanting to wrap their head around this? And doesn't this just, I mean, for me, this is just so intriguing. I don't understand why GE and GM and Ford and Toyota and Chrysler would not just be at your doorstep begging you for more information.
It is not politically correct. You started off in the beginning of the show saying, can a car run on water? Yes, it can. Will it run on water? I don't think the politics in any country right now will allow it.
No, because
now,
what's
over
going
in Europe,
on?
In Europe right now, they're having no problem with allowing people to put it on their own car under experimental vehicle, because you can get away with that, but you can't put it on anyone else's car, and you can't sell the car to anyone while that equipment is on it. You have to remove it if you want to sell the car. They're trying to curtail the number of people that are driving it. Because right now in France alone, there's probably 500 to 700 farmers with tractors running on. And the farmers are getting anywhere from a 40% increase at the worst model to 8 times their mileage on some of the better ones. And they realize if you can do that with a farm tractor, yeah, you can do that with any other piece of equipment. Do you know how much road tax money that is? That's a lot of money.
politics makes it for a very fascinating study as well, to see how people react to all of this stuff and how politicians show their true colors, and judges and professors, and, you know, the politics kicks in and becomes a huge impediment to the progress of what is just an amazing technology for using what's coming in on the fuel end to run a car. Or it doesn't have to be a car. It could be a generator running a town, you know, the power, the city power supply.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are using it for that application outside of vehicles?
We have about 9 people in Europe who acquired licenses so they could put it on generators to supply into the grid. They have to be very quiet underground. They cannot talk about it.
Isn't that amazing? All these people talking about, you know, global warming, we got to save the planet, got to come up with new energy solutions, but if you present one that really is huge, you know, something that makes a huge difference, you're putting a mental institution. Go figure, huh? We'll talk more to Paul when we come back from the bottom of the hour.
Now at 1100KFNX.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. Odds are someone in your family is going to come down with the swine flu.
Even with the best efforts, influenza will cause some illness, some severe illness, and some, tragically, some deaths.
CDC Director Thomas Frieden predicting as many as half of all Americans will contract the virus and that it could kill as many as 90,000. Michael Jackson's family says they're looking for justice. They're responding to reports that the Los Angeles coroner has decided it was an overdose of the sedative propofol that killed the singer this past June. Looks like it's going to be 4 more years for Ben Bernanke. CNN has learned that President Obama will nominate him tomorrow to serve a second term as Fed chairman. The mayor of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, returns to work after a beating he suffered while coming to the aid of a screaming woman. Mayor Tom Barrett returned to the office today saying it feels good to be back. This is CNN Radio.
Another monsoon break for the valley. We'll have some storms the next couple of days north and east of town and in the high country, mainly in the afternoon hours. But for the valley, it's a heat up, 110 by Wednesday and Thursday. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 11.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 97 degrees.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I plugged the ScanGauge 2 into my car in 10 seconds and could read my gas mileage instantly. It helped me save on fuel by improving my driving habits. If my check engine light turns on, I can figure out why without paying a mechanic. This device has saved me money.
The ScanGauge also provides information about engine load, ignition timing, and on my vehicle, it tells me the transmission temperature.
The ScanGauge is manufactured right here in Mesa. Call us at 480-656-3842 or visit us online at ScanGauge.com. Again, that's 480-656-3842.
Free energy now.
We really want to change the world today.
Eagle Mountain, Utah.
We'll always take donations, that's for sure. Or some hard work volunteers.
Free Energy Now.
We really want to change the world today. We just want to help the world.
866-536-1100.
That's the toll-free call number if you're listening live, 866-536-1100. We're talking or being broadcast out of Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100. Talking tonight to Paul Pantone. Yeah, Paul, when we, I'm curious, I was just mulling over this during the break, and, you know, I'm going to, involved in building an intentional community. We've got our house on the market now, and we're going to be rolling over the value of this house into getting some property where we can build sustainable, renewable homes. And we're looking for, you know, the free energy devices that are going to be powering that community. And I was picturing myself just taking a regular generator down there and hitting the powering it with pickle juice and chicken spit and grasshopper spit and water, you know, throw a little water once in a while. Now, if I understand right, there's an analogy that has helped me kind of appreciate what you're doing. One of the things we cover in our news is this waste to energy, where you take feedstock on the input side and you put it through a high-intensity plasma arc. It takes a lot of electricity to make that plasma arc, and as the molecules, you know, this trash going through the plasma arc, it breaks it down into its elemental form. So if you had a molecule of water, H2O, for example, it goes through the plasma arc and it comes out as H and O. And these also sometimes go into what are called magnacules, according to Ruggiero Santilli, Harvard professor who described and is promoting what's called magnagas. Where these things actually recombine in a what he calls a magnacule, where they're magnetically adhere to each other, is one model of what's going on here. But anyway, you have the species that comes out that has nothing to do with what came in on the front end. And, you know, we're thinking of trash on the input side and then fuel on the output side. It comes out as syngas, which you can then burn like natural gas. You know, there's a few modifications need to be made, whatnot. And then also you have your solids that come out, the liquid that comes out and goes into a solid. That's the waste-to-energy cycle, and you're basically turning an engine into a waste-to-energy component. You know, you take the input fuel, whether it's pickle juice or gasoline or water, and you're running it through the process, and it turns it into plasma, which then powers the vehicle. And so the plasma is a source of energy, and plasma is very different than gasoline. When you talk about getting eight times your gas mileage, this is very, you know, a physicist using regular mathematics say, well, that's impossible because you only have so much BTU energy in that gasoline, but that's not taking into consideration that you're turning it into plasma, and plasma is a very different animal.
Well, we had a plant in Rockford, Illinois, that was owned by a gentleman from India, and he had hired me to modify that, and he gave me a deposit. We sent our men back there to Chicago. He picked them up. They spent a week and a half there modifying a gas furnace that was using $1 million worth of natural gas every quarter. We cut that in half. The man filed bankruptcy, went back to India with all the technology, and haven't seen a dime from him. We have another company in Georgia that was testing Coleman furnaces for UL, for their laboratories, and when they modified one of the furnaces that they said was already 96.4% efficient using natural gas, they modified it with a GEET and got a 300% increase. They were calling me to find out how did they tell their customers that they found out there's three times more energy in a cubic foot of natural gas than they knew was there. By turning the natural gas into a plasma, which can be self-induced for under a couple hundred dollars, you can then get three times more energy out of the natural gas.
You know, when you talk about for under a couple hundred dollars, it jogs my memory. We have not mentioned yet that as of a month ago or so, you have been making these plans available for free on the GEET Planet-NL or .NL website.
Yeah, and in the first week, we gave the plans away on the Internet. Instead of selling them at $250 a set, we had 1.8 million people there. So I think my name right now is starting to be known all over the world as far as the guy who gave it away. But there's still so much room that if you had 37,000 mechanics trained to do this in the United States, working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if they could do that, it would take that 7 years to retrofit all the existing equipment, not counting all the new equipment that we sell that uses fuel. So even giving the plans away on the Internet was just a pittance compared to the marketplace that is sitting there. People won't take the time to go build it themselves. This is why.
Well, let me ask you on this scenario that I painted for you of this intentional community. We're looking for a power supply. Is it feasible or plausible that I could take a regular engine from a car, for example, or a genset, and run it on, you know, whatever liquid we have floating around that community, and we could power a community, you know, with a generator hooked to that engine?
You wouldn't need to haul anything to the dump. We could show you how to use every bit of it right there in your community. We're going to be showing people right here from our ranch that I'm putting together right now how to build those kind of homes where you don't need the outside. We're hoping to be completely self-sufficient.
Right now we haul stuff off in the trash. You're saying we could grind that up and run it and power our community with it.
Yeah, the glass is only usable, the plastic's usable, all of it's usable. Without pollution.
Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff. Well, I was hoping to make a trip out to Oklahoma and before we did this show.
You should. Before you build your house, because there's going to be a lot of things you could learn here.
Yeah.
A week in the classroom for most of these people, well, even the gentleman with a PhD in physics, he said the week here was like 7 years of college.
That's quite a compliment.
When you can teach something at sixth or seventh grade level so every person in the room understands it, then you're teaching. If you're going to a college where half the class doesn't understand it without going home and studying for 6 hours for a one-hour lecture, that isn't teaching.
One thing that I've learned is that in order to say something clearly, you have to understand it well yourself.
Correct.
And so in order to, for example, in the opening, I asked you, what is a geet? And you spilled out, you know, in one breath what a geet is very, you know, plainly and in a way I understood what you said. But, you know, in order for me to turn around and say that, I would have to then understand each word that you used and what it means, to the extent that you do, to be able to really, it takes a lot of understanding to do that. So even though it's a simple technology, of a whole new genre of science, it's going to take a new generation to wrap their heads around this and to really implement it. But I guess the take-home lesson here is that you're giving to us basically the how-to of how we could power the communities of the future, and if we would just roll up our sleeves and start understanding this and building it and implementing it, we could do just that.
Yes. This is the cotton gin of the next century here. The technology is there. It's been made available to the people, not big corporations. We're not allowing any OEMs in at this time. We're just trying to get it out to people. I've had enough resistance from the OEMs, enough threats. I mean, they don't want it on their equipment. Caterpillar has threatened, and all these big corporations that build engines for diesels have threatened their dealers. Don't you dare let any of the customers try this technology. If they do, void their warranty, don't fix their vehicles, don't even change your tires. Teach them a lesson. Well, we're supposed to be cleaning up a planet. They're sure not doing a very good job of it.
Yeah.
So let's get it out to the people.
Well, there's enough people with older equipment, too, and even some people with newer equipment that don't. They'd rather thumb their nose at the big fat cats and say, you know, you guys can go, we'll tell you where you can put that, and I'll just go and do what the right thing is to do, no matter what you say.
If they put a GEAT on a brand new car today, it would probably be 10 to 15% cheaper than building it the way they do, and you could get double the mileage or better. Not one car company from anywhere in the world is pounding on my door.
But you know, to the credit, there is one company, Ron Motor Company, that is actually implementing not your technology, but a similarly, you know, revolutionary technology. They're actually implementing the hydroxy technology on the OEM, on the from the ground up. This is a muscle car, $150,000, really nice looking car. We put it in our news last week. You know, so there are some mavericks out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm talking about bringing something out to the people they can afford.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I taught the people in the classroom how to go to the hardware store and buy the pieces and parts so they could build it themselves.
For under $200, you could make those things and give yourself 30% better gas mileage minimum. Yep. We'll pick this up when we come back from break.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Are you currently involved in a workplace dispute? The Law Office of W. Blake Sims represents employers and employees in claims involving wrongful termination, wages, overtime, non-compete agreements, and more. Call the Law Office of W. Blake Sims today, 602-312-1130. They provide representation in all aspects of employment law. For a description of the firm and a full list of practice areas, visit www.wbsimslaw.com. Call Blake Sims today, 602-312-1130.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
Earn $3,000 to $5,000 a month without quitting your job. Call 1-800-804-2170.
If you build it, they will come.
Visit the 18th Annual Arizona Home and Building Expo, sponsored by the Home and Design Idea Center and Rosie on the House, September 12th and 13th.
At the new Phoenix Convention Center.
Discover trends and products in home remodeling,
green energy,
outdoor living, and interior improvement. The 18th Annual Arizona Home and Building Expo,
September 12th and 13th at the new Phoenix Convention Center.
For information and free tickets, go to azbigmedia.com.
If you build it, they will come.
The Lou Dobbs Show, returning this country to the American people, 1 hour at a time, Monday through Friday starting at 5, right here on KFNX, and streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio is the only completely live and public forum available to discuss current events in the video game industry, and we want you to join in the discussion.
Chatterbox Video Game Radio.
Every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. only on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Free energy, now!
Dylan Alley comes back at you again. We are talking tonight with Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEAT plasma reactor. He's just finished, again, 1 week of, and he has three more week-long classes he's going to be teaching. Paul, if somebody wants to get involved in one of those, there's still openings, and where can they get sign up for that?
They need to drop me a line at paul@geet.nl. That's paul@geet.nl. The classes are $1,500 per week. You have to cover your own meals and the hotel. And they're in Duncan, Oklahoma. And we have, I think, four or five classes open on September, October, and November at this time.
So you're doing one week per month?
Yeah, in September it's the third full week, and October, November it's the second full week, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And Do you actually have like a lab setting where people are actually?
No, we in the hotel there. We have the conference room, and we bring in the small engine, and we run that for them. We let them use the compass and the heat sensor, and we show them how to test it. That's multi-fuel. Then we bring in a generator where they will actually put the pieces on it, take the pieces off. They'll inspect the pieces. They'll understand how and why to build one, how to test it if it's not running right, how to correct the problems. And then we bring in a furnace application so they can see that, which we can't run in the building. But we show them all the different applications that are moneymakers today and things they're going to need for the rest of their life if they want to cut down on their fuel consumption or eliminate it completely.
Okay.
So if they drop me a line, I'll send them the information on the school. They can make up their own minds.
Okay. What's going on with GNL right now? Is that your son running that right now?
My son is en route right now, or will be tomorrow morning. He'll be leaving Chicago for the Netherlands. He's stopping off in France first for 2 weeks. He'll be meeting with the commissioners from the city of the Tay, where they've already started using GEET on a city vehicle. Then he's going to go on up to France for the opening of that school, Netherlands, which is GEET of Europe. And then shortly thereafter, he'll be flying over to Australia, where he'll be opening that school. So as I'm closing this one down, we are reopening schools. They're opening schools all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And where would you say that the United States is starting to get a little bit caught up, or are we still way behind some of these other countries where people
I would have said until this last week that we were way behind. But at this point, with 25 out of 25 students signing up to be dealers to go home and start hiring people, and start putting it on tractors and lawnmowers and generators and getting it out into the industry. We have several people that are into industrial applications. I feel at this point we are going to catch up. Even though they have thousands of vehicles ahead of us, I think we can catch up in 1 year.
How many engines around the world, just guessing, would you say have a GEET on them?
Oh, in the first year that I gave the plans away 10 years ago, the small engine plans, we had about 15, 20,000 people, probably 35,000 total since then, of people who built it on a small engine. So riding lawnmowers, cars, and everything else, there could be 40, 50,000 of them worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people in the Salt Lake area that have as many as 8 and 10 of them. But they're not talking about it. They don't want to show it. They don't want anybody to even know they have it.
Mm-hmm.
When they saw what happened to me in Utah, they all went underground.
Yeah. The interesting time right now is the New World Order folks, these guys that are driving the planet into the ground on purpose, you know, to cement their power, and they think that they're, you know, having... They're finally coming into power when in reality they're just driving the planet into the ground. And it seems like there's a subculture of people who are kind of hunkering down and, you know, grasping onto the new technology. And it's like this new technology is finally maturing to the point where it's very useful. And people are going to be, you know, basically developing a new world that's going to be coming out. And the phoenix that rises from the ashes is not going to be the New World Order. It's going to be a much more enlightened society based on individual responsibility and freedom and enlightenment. What would you say to that?
Well, if I had to change the name of GEET today, it would have to be freedom. Because it gives you freedom from the oil companies, utility companies, and your wallet being emptied by the government.
My statement
is
that
we teach freedom. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what energy independence is about. Is if you can, you know, power your own house, power your own car, you don't have to. You're not beholden to the oil interest and to the big brother. That is a key component, physically, of freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. So you see, a GEET is enabling that. That when I said earlier. Somewhat in jest, not jest, but just, you know, hypothetically that we could power our community on whatever stuff floating around there. That's not That's the actual. That's something that can be done and is being done in various places around the planet.
Yes.
And can be more so as people grab onto this and run with it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All of the different things tie together. There's no one answer.
What about renting a car on water? Is it a little bit thin to be able to turn into plasma, or do you have some other stuff with more substance combined with it?
I don't plan at this time on building any cars in the United States that run on water. I may in Europe, where it's being accepted better. Because of the politics in this country, I'm going to stay away from automobiles that go down the road. I'm teaching people in class how they can do it. If the government ever lifts the pressure on it, so we actually can get away with it and have vehicles that have zero emission instead of vehicles that they call zero emission, which aren't, we're teaching it in class. But I don't encourage any student to do it beyond their own vehicle, just like in France.
What would you say of the various 175 different phenomena that have been discovered in this process? Which is the most interesting or exciting to you?
All of them. Depending on right now, to be able to get this into universities as soon as possible so they can study how tornadoes are formed. The unit will show you how a tornado is formed. As the electrons and other elements of energy are being pulled into this and moving around it, it actually has formed small miniature tornadoes that are 7 to 10 inches in height all the way around the reactor tube during certain rain conditions and mist conditions. We've been able to film this, and if you can create lightning storms and tornadoes and stop them, and you learn how to control them, then this would be a tremendous asset to stop the tornadoes throughout our country or hurricanes. We've also discovered that you can expose X-ray film using this of soft tissue or the hard bone, depending on the direction you place the X-ray film from the hand. We have found the energy fields where you can tap electricity right off the exhaust pipe that is usable electricity. So that means a 1-horsepower engine can put out more energy on the exhaust pipe than the shaft of the engine. The number of discoveries are going to so many different fields of science. Which field?
When you say electricity at the exhaust pipe, you're talking about some way to harness actual electricity, like electrostatic type of principle coming up?
Well, we've got 7 different electrical fields we can tap into. And when we have tried to tap into them, we found as much as 200 amps of power in a 12-inch rod. We just haven't found the people who can build the coils yet. Now I have coil building machines. I have the people who want to come in, people who build all kinds of coils, want to bring all their different coils in and test one after another. I need to build up the laboratory so we can test them all.
Mm-hmm. Were there ever things that happened as you're in the process of working on this that just felt like you were in over your head, that maybe I backed down from something and it's like, whoa, let's not go there yet?
No, I did not have any feeling of backing down until I found out that the Attorney General's office there in Utah had told me that we don't care how much of the taxpayers' money it costs to put you out of business, we'll make up the charges to do it. At that point, I realized that the corruption level in that state was so high that they would make up anything about anybody to put them behind bars if they want you out of business. And they even went to the point the judge said, you don't have constitutional rights in my courtroom. I had an attorney stand up and say, Your Honor, I don't work for this man, I work for you. I'm sorry. I thought I lived in the United States. I thought I had a right to an attorney. And to be told I don't even have the right to hire my own attorney? Who's delusional? Me or the judge?
Yeah. Very unfortunate. Well, we're glad you're out. We're glad you're alive and doing well and really rocking and rolling. Seems like you're in your best form you've ever been in. What would you say?
Oh, I haven't felt this good in years.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was really, again, it was just a delight to see you in action down there in Albuquerque, and I'm glad to see things going so well with the classes. Looking forward to getting this up on our site so people can listen to the show, get sign up for your classes, and put one of these geeks on their car and put one on a generator in their garage.
You need to get out here at least for one of those. You got to come out for at least one class.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do that. Well, Paul, it's been great having you on the show. Again,
thank you.
People can go to geet.nl, that's geet.nl for Netherlands. His son's running that website to find more information about this. Good luck, Paul.
Okay, good luck.
You've been listening to Free Energy Now, brought to you by PES, Pure Energy Systems. You may access past archives and upcoming show info at freeenergynow.net and join us for our daily news at freeenergynews.com. We invite you to see our directory of energy technologies at peswiki.com. That's peswiki.com. PES, the Pure Energy Systems Information Network.